Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Hola mukela ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 8 empandula 2017 Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Zingishayela izandla uMinister of Home Affairs we South Africa kanye lohulumende we South Africa ukuthi basinike leli thuba ukuthi sibuye futhi sibe se South Africa okweminye iminyaka emini.
Uhulumende wakwele South Africa wazise ukuba amaphemithi abeZimbabwe awohlobo lwe special permits aphelelwa isikhathi mhlaka 31 Mbalakazi lonyaka asezangezelelwa eminye iminyaka emine.
Isikhathi esithi silitshwala kakhulu, uyakhangela ukuthi abantu vele kabasukumeli phezulu njani, nesikhathi esiyakiso vele sinzima. Ukuqalisa ukuthi i-voters roll entsha kudinga isikhathi eside ukuze wonke umuntu enelise ukuthi akwenze ngendlela eqondileyo.
Umongameli Robert Mugabe wazise ukuba uhlelo lokubhalisa amagama abantu abalelungelo lokuvota kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo luzaqala ngeviki ezayo mhlaka 14 legqitshwa mhlaka 15 ngozibandlela womnyaka ozayo. Umfundisi odumileyo welemelika uBishop Thomas Dexter Jakes waziwa ngelokuthi T.D. Jakes ufike eZimbabwe izolo elanda umkhosi womculo wengoma zokholo oweZim Praise Choir International Gospel and Music Festival. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Uhulumende weSouth Africa usethule isaziso sokuthi amapermit ezizalwane zeZimbabwe ohlobo leZimbabwe special permit aphelelwa isikhathi mhlaka 31 Mbalakazi lonyaka asezengezelelwa eminye iminyaka emine. UBenedict Nhlapho usipha lolu daba ngalesi saziso esethulwe ngumphathintambo wogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya uNkosikazi Hlengiwe Mkhize ePretoria lamhlanje.
Isimemezelo somphathintambo wogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa uNkosikazi Hlengiwe Mkhize esokuthi amaphemithi eZSP aza kongezelelwa eminye iminyaka sesilethe intokozo enkulu kakhulu kuzalwane zeZimbabwe. UNkosikazi Mkhize utshela bezindaba ePretoria namhlanje ukuthi izalwane zeZimbabwe eziphose zifike izinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 197,941 ezamaphemithi eZSP sezizathola la amatsha abizwa ngokuthi Zimbabwean Exemption Permits ZEP azasebenza okweminyaka emine.
I trust that the ZEP will go a long way in assisting the Zimbabweans to
ngiyathemba ukuthi ama-ZEP azosiza ama-Zimbabweans ukuthi bakhe impilo zabo ma belungiselela emsebenzini kwezamabhizinisi lasezindaweni zokufundela belungiselela ukubuyela elizweni labo maduzane.
Lolu hlelo luzavulwa mhlaka 15 ngeviki ezayo luvalwe mhlaka 30 lwezi. AbeZimbabwe laba kuzafuze bafake izicelo zabo ekhelini ebulenjini AVFS Global okuyiyo ezababiza sebeleta okunye okufunakalayo. Bonke abangena kulo hlelo kufanele bebe bela kumapasipoti, ipermit ye-ZSP kanye le mali enganye 1090 rands. UNkosikazi Mkhize uthi umuntu kuzafuze abe lobufakazi bokuthi uyasebenza, uyafunda kumbe uqhuba ibhizimusi.
It entitles the holder to work. Study.
Ivumela umuntu onayo ukuthi asebenze afunde njalo ebe nebhizinisi. Ayivumeli ukuthi umuntu onayo a-applyele i-permanent residence. Kungakhathalekile ukuthi usehlale isikhathi esingakanani ezweni lase-South Africa. Ayisoke iguquleke or ingezeleleke.
Le yinto esisethusa abaningi asebaphelelwa imisebenzi. Kodwa umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa, uMnumzana Ngqabutho Mabhena, uthi basemukela ngezandla zombili lesisimemezelo.
Sizimchayela izandla uMinister Home Affairs weSouth Africa kanye lohulumende weSouth Africa ukuthi basinike leli thuba ukuthi sibuye futhi sibe seSouth Africa okweminye iminyaka emine.
Kusenjalo isiphathamandla seofisi yommeli weZimbabwe kulela uMnumzana Thamuka Robert Maranga laye ulincome kakhulu inyathelo likahulumende wakwela South Africa.
I would like to call on fellow Zimbabweans.
Ngithanda ukutshela abantu abanye bakithi abalama-ZST ukuthi beze bazofaka izicelo zabo ukuze babalekele ukugijima ma kungaselasikhathi.
Labo-ke abangazange bangene ehlelweni le-ZSP bathi badangile njengoba bebecabanga ukuthi labo bazavunyelwa ukungena kulo hlelo. Mele Studio 7 ePretoria kwele South Africa, ngingu-Benedict Nhlapho.
Sesifikile isikhathi ebesimelelwe ngabaningi. Umongameli Robert Mugabe wazise lamuhla ukuthi uhlelo lokubhalisa abantu abazavota kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo luzaqala ngeviki ezayo mhla ka-14 luyegqitshwa mhla ka-15 ngozibandlela womnyaka ozayo. Umuntu wonke osefikise iminyaka elitshumi lasitshiyagalombili uyakhuthazwa ukubana abhalise kuluhlu lwabalelungelo lokuvota olutsha ngoba oluvele lukhona alusasebenzi. I-commission ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eyiyo njalo ebhalisa abantu iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ithi uhlelo lolu lulakho ukungaqali mhla ka-14 njengokuhlela kukamongameli Mugabe ngoba bengakatholi imitshina yokubhalisa abantu eyaneleyo e-BVR. Abamabandla aphikisayo bathi bayakwamukela ukuqala kwe-ZEC ukubhalisa amagama abantu abazavota. Untungamile Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lomqoqi obonango ukuqutshwa kwenhlelo ze-MDC ekhokhelwa umnumzana Welshman Ncube, unkosikazi Rita Ndlovu.
Udaba lolu siyalithabela ukuthi selizolaqalisa kodwa vele ngabane luqalise kudala ngoba isikhathi esithiwe silutshwala kakhulu. Uyakhayela ukuthi abantu vele kabasukumeli phezulu njani nesikhathi esiyakiso vele sinzima. Ukuqalisa ukuthi i-voters roll entsha kudinga isikhathi eside ukuze wonke umuntu enelise ukuthi akwenze ngendlela eqondileyo. Yaloko labo ukuthi abafundise ukuthi abantu bayevota abameli bakwenze ugatsha lwezethu silethemba ukuthi bazafika zonke indawo bakwenze ngendlela eqondileyo ebantwini bonke bakufundise abantu ngendlela eqondileyo labantu sikhuthaza ukuthi abantu kabasukume ngobuningi babahambe bayorejist ukuvota ukwenzela ukuthi sikhiphe uhulumende lowokhona wesuku luza kangaka.
Sikhulume lomgcini sihlalo weZimbabwe Electoral Commission unkosikazi Rita Makarau uthi isikhathi abasiphiweyo kabathandabuza ukuthi bazabhalisa umuntu wonke ngaleso sikhathi.
Yena uyakhuluma kuphela nje ukhathi lentungamile. Siyasikhuluma ngento i-theory ne-practical into ezimbili ezingafanani. So wena uzakhuluma i-theory yakho i-practical ingezakali ngezwela wena onjani ofuna ngayo. Sesikwenzile thina ukuhamba ebantwini ngakhangela sasihamba ngento ye-constitution liyala sihamba ebantwini. Abantu vele bathathela khatshana ukuzwisisa. Iyayeza kukhuluma ukuthi 4 months iningi kakhulu, iningi kuyo, kodwa thina esikwi-ground esisebenza le-public vele kayiningi kakhulu ngoba abantu vele beZimbabwe, uyawazi abantu beZimbabwe sebadilakala ngezinto ezenzakala eZimbabwe, so akunanto abayithathela phezulu. So kuwumlando wethu thina ama-political parties ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi i-vote ingakwenza kodwa ikwenza ingakwenzi ngenhliziyo yabo bonke ngoba bayakwazi umuntu abamsebenzelayo. So bazazama ngazo zonke indlela ukuvala ukuthi abantu abayibo abangavoteli i-government bengenelisi ukuyavota.
Alo-ke ngunkosazana Rita Ndlovu umqoqi obona ngokuqutshwa kwenhlelo ze-MDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Welshman Ncube. Umthethwandaba we-High Court usubeke eceleni isinqumo esithethwe luhlangothi olubona ngezemisakazo olwe-Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe sokwesula ilayisensi ebelinikwe inkampani ye-Dr. Dish esebenza le nkampani yabomabonakude eye kwe-SATV. umsakazo wekwese TV okamnumzana Strive Masiwa onguye njalo umnini wenkampani kamakhalekhukhwini oi-Econet ubusuvinjwe ukuqhubeka ngomsebenzi ngenyanga edluleyo kancwabakazi ngabebhazi besithi bebephe abe Dr. Dish lelo license belolwazi lokuthi isebenza labe My TV Africa Service hatshi labe kwese TV. Kodwa abe Dr. Dish bahle bakhweza lolu daba emthethweni daba besithi okwenziwa ngabe bhazi akukho emthethweni njalo isivumelwano kasitsho ukuba kumele basebenze le My TV Africa Service kuphela. Nangu phela le nkampani abancintisana layo eDSTV isebenza lamankampani amanengi nengi. Amasakhulayo bakhuthaza uhulumende ukuba aqhakathekise lolu hlangothi ukuze zifezeke isiqondiso ezavunyelwana emhlanganweni womanyano wamazwe omhlaba eze United Nations Sustainable Development Goals ama SDGs. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Abasakhulayo baveze lokho emhlanganweni oqoqwe ngabe Poverty Reduction Forum Trust owenzelwe ehoteleni ye Holiday Inn wokwazisana ngokuphume emhlanganweni we-United Nations High Level Political Forum, HLPF, lapho amazwe abesazisa ngase kwenzile ukufeza izinqumo zama-SDGs. Unkosazana Ashley Ngwenya we-Youth Engage ngomunye wabaphatheke emhlanganweni we-HLPF obizwe ngabe-UN ngontulikazi lonyaka esigodlweni sayo e-New York. Ukhala ngokungaqakathekiswa kwendaba eziphathelane labontanga uMangwenya. Athi usukela kuye uhulumende owehluleke khona ukubatholisa imali yokuhambisa kwaphetha sebetholiswa usizo ngabezinye inhlanganiso okuyinto ayichaze njengeyingozi ngoba kuphetha sekubakhama sekumele bakhulume okufunwa yilabo ababanike uncedo.
Pho-ke kuqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende abone ukuthi abasakhulayo lama-youth siyathola lelo lungelo lama-platform ama-chance okuthi sanelisa ukuthi siphumele izweni siyekhulumela ilizwe lethu njengabasakhulayo. Kodwa sisapotwe yini? Nguhulumende wethu. Ayikhona ukuthi siphiwe imali ngabanye abaphandle angayisiko abakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani kwelakithi leZimbabwe.
Lanxa eyengena umhlangano we-HLPF uMangwenya uthi akasuthisekanga ngendlela abasakhulayo bengaqakathekiswa ngayo.
Kwele Afrika, iZimbabwe yodivile abantu abancane kade kanjani beyimeli Afrika. Pho ke nxa sokunjalo usukubona ukuthi akula support njalo kasisuthiseki ngendlela izinto ezenzakaleni even kulokho abakuthi ministerial declaration okuyili phepha eliphumayo ekuqineni eliqakathekileyo lutho ukuthi lumhlangano uphumelele ngalokho kumbe lumhlangano wenze lokho kukhulunywe kabili nje ngabantu ngabasakhulayo. Ongangukuthi kutshengisa ukuthi ayi akula sisindo basibona ukuthi yebo sikhona kodwa ngakwanele ukulutshwane kakhulu ngendlela thina sibaningi akula lokho esikuthi demographic dividend okuthi ukuthi yithi abantu abaningi emhlabeni ise age group yethu 10 to 24 yithi sibaningi. Pho ngenxa kuyithi singasoze sibe lelizwi futhi khonapho kuyithi sibaningi akusela sisindo ekubeni khona kwethu khona ngayo.
Ingcwethi kwezomnotho kuhlangothi olwe-United Nations Development Program UNDP umnumzana Amarakun Bandara uthi kumele kube nguhulumende okhokhelayo ekutholiseni imali zokuqhuba inhlelo zakhe okubalisa iziqondiso zama-SDGs.
You don't need to wait until IMF or the World Bank comes. You are the central bank guy.
Akudingakali ukulinda ukutholiswa usizo luvela kwabe IMF. Buzani usiba lukhulu webhanga lelizwe. Ngake ngaba ngusiba lukhulu webhanga lakithi lami. Bayazi okumele kwenziwe ukuguqula lesi simo elikiso. Ungabona ilizwe umhlaba wonke selisiya guqa phambi kwe-IMF lidinga usizo lwemali liyabe seliphelelwe selisebunzimeni obukhulu kakhulu. Alikudingi lokho lina, akumelanga likwenze. Okumele likwenze nje yikudinga indlela zokuthuthukisa umnotho wenu.
EleZimbabwe lithi lakhetha iziqondiso ezilitshumi lanye 11 phakathi kwezilitshumi lasikhombisa 17 okwavunyelanwa kizo ukuba zibe sezifezekile kusiyafika umnyaka 2030. Kodwa abasakhulayo laba bakhala ngokuthi aqhakathekiswa kangako indaba eziphathelene labo ikakhulu ezempila kahle yabo lokulinganiswa kwamathuba phakathi kwabesifazane labesilisa. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumavis Gama.
Ku-Live Talk lamuhla sixoxa ngohlelo lwamaphepha okuvumela abeZimbabwe ukuqhubeka besebenza lokufunda kwele South Africa okusemthethweni awe Zimbabwe Exemption Permits olwaziswe lamuhla lugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya eSouth Africa. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze selithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlela. Ale balaleli iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo wathi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Kulabantu abane ababuleweyo kwalinyazwa abathathu ekudubukeni kwebhomba ebelithiwe emzimbeni welinye labeqembu labalwa becatsha abesimoslem abedlulisa amalawulo edolobheni leBaidoa kwele Somalia. Ukubulawa komkhokheli webutho kwele Lesotho ngezinye zeziphathamandla zakhe liviki sekusesatshelwa ukuthi kuzadala ukungahlaliseki elizweni lelo ngoba sokuphazamise ubudlelwano babantu makaza labebutho sokungasela kwethembana. Umfundisi odumileyo welemelika wenkonzo yesiKristu ePotter's House elesigodlo sayo esigabeni seTexas uBishop Thomas Dexter Jakes owaziwa ngelokuthi TT Jakes ufike eZimbabwe izolo elanda umkhosi womculo wengoma zokholo oweZim Praise Choir International Gospel and Music Festival. UTD Jakes owethekelela kwele Zimbabwe okwakuqala empilweni yakhe uzaba isikhulumi esiqakathekileyo emkhosini lo owenzelwa enkundleni yeNational Sports Stadium eHarare. Ekwethekeleleni kwakhe kwele Zimbabwe uTD Jakes ukhangelelwe ukuba ngumhlonitshwa emhlanganweni wokuphana amacebo lokufundisana ezokudlelana kwezamabhizimusi phakathi kwabasomabhizimusi beMelika labeZimbabwe weZimbabwe Business and Leadership Seminar okuzakwenziwa eHarare International Conference Center. Ukuphoselana aqatha phakathi kwamongameli Robert Mugabe nobhala jikelele webandla elibusayo kwele South Africa LANC umnumzana Gwede Mantashe kuqhubekele phambili. Umongameli Mugabe wasola owayengumongameli weSouth Africa umnumzana Nelson Mandela esithi wehluleka ukuletha inkululeko epheleleyo kulelo lizwe ngoba wayefuna nje ukuphuma entilongweni. Amazwi la kawuphathanga kahle ibandla le-ANC okwenza uMontashe athi umongameli Mugabe uphosisile njalo kumele angangcolisi igama likamnumzana Mandela. Kodwa izolo Mugabe uphinde futhi esesigodlweni sakhe se-State House wathi uMontashe uyawumana ngoba yena wakhuluma lo wayekhokhela ibandla le-ANC umnumzana Oliver Tambo owamtshela ukuthi bona ababekufuna ukuqeda ubandlululo lwabelungu nje kuphela. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana George Mkhwananzi olilunga njalo lebandla le-PDP.
Mangikhale ngokuthi kusuka nje kuthelela amahloni ukuthi umuntu ongumkhokheli wezinga likaRobert Mugabe uqhubeka lokhu ethuka kumbe ehlambalaza umuntu onjengoMandela naye obe umkhokheli njalo umongameli welizwe. Lokhu akubonisi ukuvuthwa kwengqondo, ubonisa ukuthi usaziphatha njengomfana omncane osemncintiswaneni obona kumele aqala hudulele phansi igama likaMandela ukuze yena abonakale ngumuntu ofuna ukuthi achachaza akhwele phezulu komhlane kaMandela ukuze abonakale emude. Konke lokho akubonisa ukuthi ngumuntu omdala ovuthiweyo oqoqekileyo obuthekileyo ongapha abantu umbono nenkombandlela ukuthi kuyiwathi. Usekwenze kaningi lokho. Sonke isikhathi mayethe wathola ithuba lokuthi athuke uMandela uyamthuka qhathanisa izwe laseSouth Africa nezwe laseZimbabwe ikakhulu uma kubhekwe ezomnotho ukuthi kusaphetha belungu ezweni laseSouth Africa.
Enye inkokheli yeSouth Africa kungani yona ayikhulumi ngakho lokhu?
Yebo, lokhu ngiyakuzwisisa ukuthi abantu balindele ukuthi njengoba umkhokheli omkhulu ongiyena ubaba wesizwe saseSouth Africa makubhekwe kwezenkululeko uNelson Mandela ehlambalazwa ngumgabe ongumkhokheli wokuqala wezwe laseZimbabwe lisuke kuthunjwe ngabamhlophe, sekulindeleke ukuthi uzwakale ukukhuluma nokubhonda ngomuntu ophethe South Africa ngupresident owamanje ngoba enguyena umlingani waloyo othuke uMandela. Kodwa uba kuzuma simze sithulele khona lokho kukhombisa khona lokho ebengikukhuluma kuqala ukuthi umuntu oqoqekileyo ovuthiweyo okwaziyo kumele akukhulume nangamele angakukhulume. Asibokhumbula ukuthi uMgabe ngaleli zinga lokukhula kwakhe akasazazi izinto eziqondile kumele asikhulume.
Hello-ke ngumnumzana George Mkhwananzi, ingcwethi ecungula ezombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-South Africa. Okay, sizwe okuphuma ke ku-social media i-Facebook.
Yebo, bhuti.
Linjani baba?
Hayi, sithelile.
Yebo, ngikhuluma lobani?
Ukhuluma lo-Latson Stambe.
Yebo, Latson Stambe, uthi kanjani?
Hayi, ngiphilile futhi.
Yebo, ngingelela ngizwa baba.
Ngithanda ukubingelela ubaba wami u-Simon Stambe eZimbabwe emagazi enkaya. Kunye lo mama wami uFlorence Dlamini ekobulawa enketha. Ngibingelele lo baba umdala wami omunye ophela ufani uKenneth Nyoni. Yeah. Ngibingelele nani baphathi bohlelo lwethu lusijabulisa esiluthandayo kangaka ngiqedile.
Yeah, kodwa nzange ngubone phela ukuthi wena uyathanda ikhasi le-VO Ndebele. Siwayeza lokho ukuthi ayilike.
Hayi, angikakakwenzi.
Ngicela ukwenze kade sivele ungakaphumule emoyeni mzala.
Okay, hayi, into engizoyenza.
Anti ku-Facebook?
Ngikhona ku-Facebook.
Ucingweni kulo baba uBhule lapha. Baba Bhule, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila Tuke, kunjani?
Ngiphile kakhulu Bhule. Ukuphi umhlaba khonapho?
NgiseGoli.
Egoli sibile Johannesburg, eh?
Ya, ngiseJohannesburg esaningi.
Abadala ngiyakhumbula kodwa ngiseJohannesburg, uyabona? Ngikhona ngale Goli, eh?
Ya, iqiniso le.
Kodwa abantu abageuki khonapho kuba njani?
Hayi, ungathi abasageyuka abantu, kwakwenzeka kudala lokho, kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi manje sekungcono kakhulu.
Anti kudala abantu babesiye wenela uze kuthiwa ke umuntu kasaphendukanga,
Yeah. Manje nala ma-permit abantu asebewathola, hayi, asiza kakhulu futhi.
So asiza lawulayo phela i-permit?
Yeah.
Akusitshele phela lamhla kuthiwa sokule Zimbabwe exemption permit. Kukabe kumenjani khona?
Yazi, ngiyayibona nami la ku-Facebook, kodwa iqiniso alikho ukuthi kwenzakalani. Ngike ngafonela khona ngqo e-VSS naba applya khona.
Yabo.
Kodwa bathi hayi ulwazi abanalo nalo ukuthi kwenzakalani, balinde nje ukuthi bazwe from your affairs. Okwamanje basayibona ku-social media.
Lapho ke besilalele abalaleli be-Studio 7 abakhulume lo Gibbs Dube kuhlelo lwethu oluphuma lona kukhasi lethu le-VOA Ndebele ku-Facebook. Besilalele ke umnumzana Msizi Bhule lo mnumzana Lakson Sidambe.
Vichy was a Friday, my darling, was a Friday.
Kulimpela viki kuhlelo Woza Friday, intathile izindaba yethu Joseph Njanji uxoxa lomculi osakhulayo uSamza, yena ocula umculo wegqom othandwa kakhulu ngabasakhulayo njalo oqale elizweni leSouth Africa edolobheni leDurban.
Usamantha Rejoice Mazibisa ngumculi oleminyaka engamashumi amabili lane yokuzalwa, yena waziwa ngegama elomsebenzi elithi Sonza.
Ngiqale e-Amic Band nge 2 months, but ngengakhulela ekujayiveni kudala kwami ngisakhula nje. Ngiyasebenzela i-artist uSandra Ndebele ngagida laye, sayezathabula sayerashiya, sisonke engifundisa engquma. Ngaze ngamshiya-ke recently semvulo kwami. Then vele ngokwami ngizitshela ukuthi one day ngifuna, I just want to be a star. Ngibe mkhulu lami ngifane labo Thembe City, ngifane lama-celebrities amaningi aphandle laphana labo Nicki Minaj yabo. So ngazitshela ukuthi singafika isikhathi mbona ukuthi sengikhulu lami ku-music sengifunde into eziningi. Mayela inkosi sivumile sifuna ukungivulela then naye. Sengiredi ngizakwazi ngivule wami ngizame ngibona.
Selokhu yabe ngumculi ozimele yedwa uSenza, yena ocindezela imisebenzi yakhe Velocity Records. Usekhuphe ingoma ezimbili yathi bezingezokuhlolisisa ukuba uzemukelwa njani ngabalandela ezomculo.
Ingoma yokuqala bengikhiphile ngudomnikazi, then eyesithu ngungweya, so kathi esingenza e-3 leyo yigqome le-house. So-ke ngiqambe ibizwe lisayizwa ma isiphumile. Abantu bangithandile abaningi, they're so happy, i-family, ama-friends, ama-fans amaningi, abantu abaningi, abaningi bangiwhatsappayo bangifunile, bafuna ukusebenza lami, bafuna ukuthi siyenze nje izingoma zonke. So ngathi vele amakhosi angikhona angena each and every day, abantu bayasifonda kahle ama-shows uma ngiphefuma u-show, people they are happy, ba-celebrate ukuthi ngenze kahle.
USenza ucindezela imisebenzi yakhe esebenza ndawonye lo-Perseverance okungiyo mphekela amachacho, ikanti uyatholakala njalo lasebulenjini.
So ndiba sengisakhipha ama-few tracks lawo senza kahlanu sekuyohle kuyi-album nga-1, then ezinye zidownloada ku-Data Firefox la ku-Facebook ngikhona Samantha Rejoice Mazibisa, ku-Instagram ngikhona Miss_Sen, angithola lapho bangidinga.
Ingoma kaSenza ethi Indoda Yomnikazi bayayikhonsa kakhulu emsakazweni wedolobho lakobulawayo weSkies Metro FM, njalo uthi ngokuhamba kwesikhathi uzahlanganisa lale ethiwa ingwenya, yona ayipheke kulezi nsuku ahlanganise lezinye akhona ezaziphakela uZulu kube lidlalade lakhe lakuqala. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Ingoma yohlobo lwegqom isigqibela ke uhlelo lothulwa lamhlanje, ingoma kaSamza. Singakehlukani wothi ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Uhulumende weSouth Africa wazise ukuba ama-permit abeZimbabwe aphelelwa isikhathi mhlaka 31 Mbalakazi lonyaka asezangezelelwa iminye njalo iminyaka emine. Umongameli Robert Mugabe wazise ukuba uhlelo lokubhalisa abantu abazavota kukhetho lomnyaka ozayo luzaqala ngeviki ezayo mhlaka 14, luyegqitshwa mhlaka 15 ngozibandlela womnyaka ozayo. Umfundisi odumileyo welemelika uBishop Thomas Dexter Jakes, owaziwa ngelokuthi T.T. Jakes, ufikile eZimbabwe. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo, igama uChris Gande lilala.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.